Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You think they're going to believe these guns are real?
They're going to have to. Look, here's the deal. We get in, we get the money, we get out.
We're not going to hurt anybody, though. We're not going to be mean.
No. No, this will be smooth sailing.
Okay. Calm, cool, collective, nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. Don't set off alarm.
Okay.
Just calm, collected.
Let's do it.
All right, we got this.
Hey, fellas, welcome to Mighty Mario.
Everybody get down on the ground! Now!
This isn't a goddamn game. Face down, ashes up. Drop them fucking money bags.
Open up the purse, Grandma.
What do you got?
Listen, Sonny. I don't care. It's cashless society these days.
Get butt naked, Grandpa! All right, yeah, that's right. Yeah, there we go.
All right, Naldo, grab the money.
I got it.
Thanks, everybody, for your cooperation.
Everybody, you've been a real treat.
Let's get out of here, Ryan, Naldo.
And don't call the cops, and don't let me catch anybody. Fuck it, don't look up. Did we get enough money? What do we get?
I don't know. It's a Creed fragrance. There's no telling how much they need.
Oh, fuck.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Cologne Podcast. I'm your host, Mike.
And I'm your other host, Ryan.
Nope. One host, just me.
And then a co-host, I guess.
No, I'm joined by my friend, Ryan. Brand new to the show. Ryan, welcome. If you haven't met us before, we're best friends. We're on a journey. We're smelling fragrances, and we're giving you an uneducated opinion.
Very, very uneducated opinion.
Today, Ryan, we are looking at the Prince of Niche Fragrances.
Oh, God. Here we go.
If Daddy Aventus is the king, then the nephew, Aventus Cologne.
The prodigal son of the fragrance over here.
He came back. He was feeding pigs and eating slop. Here he is.
Creed Aventus Cologne.
The Prince of Fragrances. I've got a review I want to read you, Ryan.
Go ahead.
From Happy Night.
On Fragrantica?
On Fragrantica.
I love this site.
I received a sample, and it basically smells like it's clutching onto the concept of Aventus, but with a very inept execution. It's a screechy, fresh citrus to me. I don't get smoke or wood. If this was less than half the price of Aventus, I would almost understand the mediocrity of the scent.
Damn.
If you really want Aventus, just get Aventus. If you can afford it, LOL. Or save yourself hundreds and get Insurrection 2 Pure, which is very similar and affordable.
Damn, I'm talking about pulling pants down, dog.
Yeah. Happy Night on Fragrantica. Night with a K, like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the Green Knight.
Great movie.
Yes, only happier.
Well, before we dip our toes into mediocrity, let's do our one-night stand review of Dark by Sapphire Studios Design. Hit it, Todd.
Yeah. One-night stand review. Yeah.
Let's get into Dark.
It was a pretty fun little fragrance. I kind of really started to appreciate it a little bit more smelling it throughout the day. It's not going to be an all-nighter thing, but it was pretty good.
It was. I mean, decent performance on it. You know what? It kind of got a little makeup-y after a while. Did you notice that?
I did notice that. And I was going to say, I think I prefer the dry down more than I did the opening burst of it for me.
Not me. I definitely like just when you first get your toes in there, you're just dipping them in. And it's got that real licorice sort of interesting vibe to it.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff. The makeup-y stuff I can get into, but it's not really like really my jam.
Yeah.
So take that if you want. Maybe it starts off as Black Orchid by Tom Ford. Kind of moves more into the makeup-y vibe that we get from that Maison Margiela type fragrance or the Dior Homme sort of fragrance. It's an interesting scent.
It is. And I did like it, and I kind of learned to appreciate it a little bit more. The other day we said to sample it, but we understood there's not like anybody carrying a bunch of decants of this. So we've offered up some decants from the bottle that was sent to us.
That's right. We had listeners write in and request them. Guys, your fragrances will be on their way out.
They are on a journey to your dwellings.
I'm curious. Whenever you get them, please write back. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, for real. We'd love to hear what you think about this fragrance.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep that one short and sweet. Because I want to get into the meat potatoes of a Creed fragrance.
Yeah.
There's a lot on the line when it comes to Creed.
It's a polarizing conversation.
It so is, man. I've never, out of all the fragrances we ever talk about, ever, first off, Creed Aventus is the number one talked about fragrance.
Yeah, still continues to be our most popular episode.
Yeah, and it's our first and worst episode in our opinion.
First and worst.
And it is easily our most popular episode, and it's just...
by hundreds of downloads.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's ridiculous, honestly. And so, yeah, you're right. There isn't a more polarizing scent in the fragrance community. It's just constantly talked about. And I think for good reason, though. And I know we're doing the cologne version today, but the original one does have something badass about it. There is something really unique. I love it.
The first 15 minutes of the 35-minute life cycle of Aventus is incredible.
It is one of the best fragrances you'll ever smell.
And I did bring the original. Now, we may not compare them. I think we need to let this one have its own time in the sun before we just bust it out. I don't want to do back-to-back. That's typically Ryan's MO. He's going to go, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to immediately spray both of them. Take some time with this one, Ryan.
Okay, I'll wear this one out. Let's do it. I'll let you get the first dibblies on it.
Okay, let me dibbly it up.
All right.
From a distance, it does smell like Aventus.
It does.
But the closer you get, and no fragrance is made to just cram your nose in it.
Yeah.
And I know we kind of do that whenever we're reviewing these. But from a distance, it's a little more citrus than the original.
Man, I do get Aventus, and it does smell amazing. But I do feel like it's really faint compared to... the original Aventus when you smell it.
Maybe. Let's just give it a little bit of time, though.
So bust out that Aventus.
Exactly. It's almost like Aventus, so that fresh, citrus, pineapple-y type thing. But then there's like almost some extra lime or something in there.
What may be doing it, too, and of course, we won't know for a minute here, but I wonder if it's less smoky. Has anybody seen anything about it?
Well, yeah, that's the review. Happy night on Fragrantica.
Oh, was that 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, he said he doesn't get smoke or wood, which I agree. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like that in Aventus. I don't like the smokiness.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little story about Aventus cologne, Ryan.
You've always got one.
I was in Dallas on a shoot. Ryan was at home just sleeping the day away, playing video games. Mm.
Clowning people in Rocket League.
I like to go to the mall and try these little fragrance boutiques, you know, and they had bottles of Aventus and Aventus cologne.
Okay. Bottles of Aventus, Aventus cologne. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
And I ask him, hey, this was a while back, by the way.
Yeah.
I ask him, hey, can I spray on that Aventus and wear it around and see how it does? And he was like, no.
Wow.
He said, I'll let you wear Aventus cologne. I said, okay.
I wonder why he was like that.
Probably because he didn't want to open them.
Sorry. Sorry.
Good Go ahead. God.
I can't help it. I'm phlegmy.
All morning you don't do this. And then we get on and then it's like every 10 seconds. Yeah. All morning you've been fine. Okay.
Let's just go get married. Yeah.
Ryan's over here. He's been telling me these long-winded stories about Ric Flair.
Okay.
And never had to clear his throat once. Now we try to record an episode and oh my Lord. Anyways, I don't think he wanted to open the bottle of Aventus. Maybe it wasn't open and he didn't have a tester or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But he was willing to open Aventus cologne and he sprayed it and I kind of wore it around and really liked it because I don't really like the smokiness of Aventus.
Well, for me, I do appreciate the smokiness of Aventus, but it's that opening that's like the best.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the part I love the most, honestly. But that being said, and thinking I would want that more, and this isn't more to me. This feels like it's subdued a little bit.
Yeah. So on the card, I'm noticing it smells
Go ahead, dude.
It smells more like Aventus. It
smells amazing on the card.
On the card, but on the skin, it smells kind of cheap, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, I was going to say it smells like Aventus-ish slash like a Polo scent, which I fucking hate Polo scents.
Yeah, it's more fruity and less pineapple.
That's
like
weird.
The pineapple on Aventus isn't super like fruity smelling. It's more tart to me.
No, to me too as well.
But this is a little sweeter on the skin.
I don't know. Part of me, I'm not liking it on the skin. Now on the card, it does smell amazing.
Yeah, I do like it on the card already.
It seriously smells amazing. So if you just put this on your clothes, yeah, it smells pretty badass. But I mean, that being said, this still feels like it's subdued already, which scares me with the Creed fragrance. Because I do worry about longevity. I don't usually worry about longevity on most things. I'm like, oh, I'll get a couple hours out of some. I don't care. But I worry intently with this, especially because of the fucking price point.
Yeah. You'd almost have to, I don't know, rob a Mighty Mart or something to afford it.
Yeah. I mean, for a 50 ml, you're spending $335. It's crazy, man.
Good Lord. For 50 mil of it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that I say that because I think me and you both love, and we'll get into that episode one day, but me and you both love a certain fragrance.
Yes.
And it's like $400-something for a 50 mil. But number one, it smells incredible. Number two, it definitely lasts.
Yes.
So
for a citrus light fragrance, it has some staying power.
Yeah.
And at that price tag, I would still buy it.
Yeah.
But whenever I smell a Creed fragrance that I know burns out in 28 minutes.
Yeah. Now, again, that could be our skin. It could be our noses. Who knows?
I don't know. I see it online a lot. That seems to be a typical complaint of this, Ryan, Aventus.
Oh, now you're ready to bust it out?
You might as well.
Yeah.
That's what the people really want, right? They want to know.
Man, that the original Aventus is, it's their king shit, okay? Like, it is, like, the best. When you start smelling them side by side, I feel like the cologne version, it reminds me of, like, a Polo scent. And there's no way in hell. Well, we'll get into that later. But when I smell original Aventus, I'm like, damn, this thing is baller.
The funny thing is, smelling Aventus right now, I see why more people compare Hasavat to Aventus.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange. This is the first time I've smelled such a similarity between the two. That original Aventus, baby.
Mm. God, if it could just last a good bit longer than what it usually
does. If I could get a single hour out of it, I'd be happy because I could spray it on before a client meeting or a special lunch meeting or something and you can walk in smelling like a boss.
Man, it is so fucking boss.
It's but you could spray it in the car on yourself. And by the time you got out of the car, it's gone.
Dude, it's...
That's what it feels like.
It's nuts, man.
And funny enough, the cologne feels like it's dipping down even faster than that.
Man, the cologne... It's an atrocity, dude. I cannot believe how much difference it is.
It's not bad. It's not incredible, but it's not bad.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you can go, anybody just trust me on this, just go bargain bin shopping, like find, I don't know, some cheap Polo scent. That's what that smells like to me.
I think you're being a little harsh.
No, it doesn't have any niche quality to it whatsoever. If I'm going to be like, I've been on this journey long enough. We've smelled over 100 fragrances. I'm just like, I don't feel it with this, man. He's double dipping. Let me see it.
I'm going to get another fresh spray.
Yeah.
But that is a bad sign, by the way. If we're re-upping 5 minutes into wearing it.
Yeah.
I can already tell this thing's just not going to last very long.
It is brighter. I will give it that. The opening burst is like brighter. It's not denser, though. I feel like the original Aventus is like dense and like that pineapple tart, whatever fruity smell it's got going on.
Yeah.
This smells, I don't know. It just smells lighter and brighter.
It's a nice concept. And this is, I believe, an EDP concentration, the Aventus cologne.
What is the original Aventus? Is it EDP or is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's the thing that Creed kind of says. Their colognes are still concentrated. It's just fresher.
I'm going to sound like a damn idiot. I know you enjoy that, and I'll just go ahead and say it. But instantly, for some reason, my brain receptors just like went nuts smelling this Aventus cologne. I feel like this Aventus cologne would actually be more appeasing to people you're passing by.
Sure, if they could smell it.
And they may. I don't know. I'm smelling it. I'm like, you know what? Maybe it would be a pretty gnarly scent to like walk by and smell somebody smelling like this.
Let me put this out there. When it comes to the fragrance,
yeah,
I like the smell of the Aventus cologne.
Okay.
I like it. I like that it's light and citrusy. And maybe this is for the guy who doesn't want to smell like straight up, man, I'm going thick on my cologne.
No.
Maybe it's like you want something light and people are going to be close to you. You don't want to choke them out. Maybe that's the route. I know me and you like to wear scents pretty loud.
Yeah.
It's not like we're hugging up on everybody. You know? So we want people who cross within, say, 30 yards of us to be able to smell us. We want them to scream out, hey, you guys smell pretty good over there. We're trying to get compliments, you know. But if you're looking for a lighter fragrance, this is nice.
It is. Maybe I'm being too harsh on it. I don't know, man. I think the person that's wearing this, you want to get into that?
Hey, who's wearing this?
All right, let me take you to Ryan's funky dreamland over here, okay?
Here we go.
All right, bring it down.
The curtains rise.
He's a man.
Wow. So descriptive. I feel like I'm there.
I feel like this is a guy who just, I don't know.
That has got to be the worst who's wearing this segment we've ever done. This is, there's something cursed about Aventus. This is going to be our second worst episode we've ever done. So Ron's over here like, all right, here we go. I'm going to dreamland. Everybody follow me along, the Pied Piper. It's a man. You know what? I don't know.
I feel like it's your typical, don't get insulted people, but it's like a typical like dude bro kind of smell.
No, it's more sophisticated than that.
Fuck that.
This isn't a Sauvage.
No, I'm just meaning like, it's just like, you're wearing your fucking, okay. It's a man. He steps out of a 2018 Honda Accord. He's got his basketball shorts on.
So far, this is you, Ryan.
Yes, it is. And he's wearing just a generic black t-shirt by Roundtree and York.
And it's got a pocket.
And it's got one pocket.
Wait, let me see if I can follow you in this. He's wearing blue jeans.
Yes.
And a cowboy hat.
Not a cowboy hat, but the Dallas Cowboys hat. Yes.
Yes. Champions on the front.
Yep.
He's wearing headphones under $100. Gotta be. Probably Sennheisers.
Yes. And he steps out and walks into his local mall in a town with a population of 50,000 people.
Yeah.
And it's like 11 a.m. It just opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to shop before anybody else is around him.
Yeah. But he doesn't want to be around anybody else, but he also needs compliments to kind of boost his sagging sense of self-worth.
Yes. So he shops in the big and tall section, and the 70-year-old lady working the department
says, are you wearing Ralph Lauren?
Pretty much. That's who's wearing this, man.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like it's this, and that's the problem with it, is that I do feel like it is a, hey, you want to go run some errands type of vibe. When I smell Aventus, the original, we both go, man, this is fucking boss. But when I'm smelling this, and it's not a bad scent, you're right, it's not a bad scent. It smells really good, actually.
Yeah.
But it seems like a basic bitch, Mike.
Yes.
We're both that. And I don't need something extra basic layered on me, basic.
When it comes down to it, we're two pumpkin spice lattes of a human being, Ryan. It is just a fresher, albeit little lower quality version of Aventus.
Yeah, it's just, it played it too safe.
It's a shame, really.
And it's wearing off so quick. And I don't know, maybe it's one of these ones too, where, because it does have a real citrus vibe going on, maybe you step off in the heat, this thing's going nuclear. I don't know. Possibly.
We'll see.
Okay. Skip it.
Sample it.
Buy it.
What are you going to do, Ryan?
It's so funny that this brand is our magnum opus. Is that the fucking word? Magnum opus. What is it?
Well, I mean, that is a word. I need to hear where you're going with it to decide if you're using it in the right context.
As in, like, it was like this beautiful orchestration of a scent. And we clinged on to wanting to smell new stuff because we're like, wow, this is what niche smells like in fragrances?
Yeah, so let's rewind the clock a little bit, okay? Whenever we first started this, the only niche fragrance that we knew of, and at that point, we didn't even know what a niche fragrance was.
Yeah.
We just knew that, and I remember you showing me this, and we were blown away at the price of Aventus, remember?
Yeah.
You're like, can you imagine a bottle of this cost fucking $400? And we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Now we've seen shit that cost $3,000, you know?
Yeah.
But at that time, we were like, good Lord, this must be probably the best that's out there.
Yeah.
And everybody on YouTube always was talking about it, right?
Oh my God.
It's like over and over and over and over. It was the king. You can get lost in that rabbit hole.
Seriously. I mean, literally, here's my impression of every YouTube video summarized. I mean, that's it.
We're hyping it.
Dude, they're breaking down this batch versus this batch. Like, there's some videos that's like comparing 10 different batches of fucking Aventus.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it. But I know that if you dig deeper into the fragrance community, then you'll still have videos where they're like, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But when you first get into it, like we did, it's all you saw or heard about, or anytime you did a top 10, right? You always kind of start with the top 10 fragrances, and this one's always on there, Aventus.
Yeah.
So it became this weird obsession with us up front, going, this is the top of the mountain right here is Creed Aventus.
Yep.
And when we finally got our chance to smell it, after all the hype, we finally figured out, oh, it's $30 and you can get a sample of it. This is before we knew about myfragrancesamples.com. So we went to Creed Boutique. That's where these are from that we're smelling today. Aventus Cologne, and we sprayed Aventus. Both of these were sent from Creed Boutique.
Yeah.
After we paid for it. But once we smell it, then we're like, well, even on the first episode, we were like, holy shit.
It is a great smell.
It's good. But then you kind of go, wow, it goes away pretty quick. And then you start smelling all these other ones that are cheaper. More affordable. Sorry. Not cheaper, but more affordable. And you go, wow.
Yeah.
There are fragrances out there that kill for 200 bones. Can't believe it.
Yeah. Like straight up 187.
And it kind of loses some of the luster of it.
Yeah, it does. And on top of that, think of how many just clones too. I remember our first thing was like, it's like it inspired us to smell other niche, but it also, because we wanted it so bad at the time, inspired us to dabble into clones, which isn't the end all be all, but it's like, it is seriously probably the most cloned fragrance of all time.
Sure.
If we were to look it up.
And that says something about it.
Yeah.
But one thing I've noticed too, since we've kind of gone around, and I'm not the type of guy that goes, you know, I've got a fragrance podcast, right?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
But I will occasionally get into conversations about fragrances with people.
Yeah.
And the people who typically, like we were 100% designer.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I'll get somebody that'll go, I also have a bottle of Creed Aventus that I like to wear. But they don't then start mentioning, oh, yeah, and I've got Ani by Nishane, and I've got Parfums de Marly, or I've, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Le Labo. Yeah. A lot of the times it's straight, oh, yeah, yeah, I wear that Versace or I have that Prada. And for Christmas, my wife got me Creed Aventus. So it's like they found a way to kind of inch into the designer market as a niche brand.
Yeah.
As the luxury, top, high-end, best you can get.
Yeah.
For that sort of audience.
I'm going to preface everything that we've said. Because at the end of the day, these are just our bumbling, idiotic opinions, right? These are not facts, okay?
Always. Uneducated opinion. Two best friends. World of fragrances. Blah, blah, blah.
Because the reason why I say that is because there are things that I do believe people put on. And, I mean, I've seen it with you. There's stuff you put on. I'm like, wow, that really performs really good on you. And that doesn't on me. And vice versa. So, I think there's going to be people out there, they put this on. And it may be the creme de la creme of fragrances that they've ever smelled. And it lasts 10 hours. Straight. I just don't believe it because it never happened to me. But one other thing that I want to kind of point out, it's like even in a thing that we do here is we will read the perfumer's like description of a fragrance to help elevate our show a little bit here.
Sure.
And we kind of skipped this one just because we didn't feel like it. We wanted something different.
What we do a lot too is we're looking for fun, interactive sort of reviews.
Yeah.
from people. So we also want to balance that out with representing the fragrance like the actual brand would want to represent it. We don't want to just start off with like a shit fest on this, even before we smell it.
Yeah. And one for Aventus Cologne, I haven't looked at the Aventus one, but even on their website, it's Aventus Cologne is a universal legend that perfectly complements its counterparts while providing an expressive and unconventional fresh olfactive experience entirely of its own. This woody fresh fragrance bottles the defining moments of individuality and one's journey to own it. And I feel like that's part of this brand is like, man, you got to own Aventus.
Yeah. Well, okay. The wording is people are trying to own their individuality.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it's like, the journey to own their own uniqueness.
Yeah.
But in reality, this is not super unique. I mean, at the time it was released, Aventus.
It probably was.
It was.
No doubt.
But now we've made it 10 years down the road and brand new fragrance houses are already, oh yeah, well, first thing we made was an Aventus clone.
Yeah.
And then now we've got Mont Blanc that's got a $50 100 mil bottle of Explorer, which is great. And I wear it to the gym all the time.
And it smells really, the openings are pretty identical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
that's why I was like, man, the price point, I guess all that just to ask me what I'm going to do. I'm skipping this because there's things cheaper and more expensive that I personally like better.
Yeah. I'm skipping it too. At the time when I first wore it, you know, from Perfume Boutique in Dallas.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, yeah. It was still early on in the game, months ago. We had just kind of started. In fact, this was before, I don't even remember what episode 1 million was.
Yeah.
But this was before the 1 million episode, I remember, because the guy had two bottles of 1 million I was looking at.
You're talking about the actual bottle fragrance of 1 million, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because what you're saying, like we had 1 million episodes or something.
No, I'm talking about the, Yeah. The episode of Paco Rabanne's 1 million.
Yeah.
This was before that.
Okay.
So I was looking at those and I was kind of excited trying to get samples so we could get a sample of 1 million to do for the show. And here's Creed Aventus and now Creed Aventus Cologne. And I smelled it and I was just like, whoa, still enamored with how Creed does their fragrances, and they're great, but they burn out so quick, and maybe we're disillusioned now.
Maybe. And the crazy thing is, we've been a little long-winded here, but I keep going back and forth smelling. And honestly, so don't take everything we're saying as the gospel of Paul, okay?
We've never claimed to be experts.
We're not, because already I feel like when we do the one-night stand review of this, I think I'm going to be shocked, because right now I'm starting to smell the cologne, and for whatever reason, it's kind of loud right now.
It's coming back.
It's coming back, and I kind of prefer it over the original Aventus. So I'm like,
I'm not saying it's this way, but it almost has like a tobacco type vibe now.
It kind of does. I'm kind of liking it.
We'll leave that for our one night stand review.
After all that shit talking, it's kind of nice.
You know what? He's actually kind of cool.
Well, if you enjoy polarizing episodes like this, where we dive into our own psyches and fight heaven and hell with what we love, make sure to let us know. Write us at thecolognepodcast@gmail.com. And we have one simple request for our show.
Yes.
And that's to
share our show, please. We love you. And if you love us back, wouldn't you want to share us with your friends and family and ex-lovers?
Yeah, we're already in your earlobes. Don't you want us to be in somebody else's?
Yeah. Do you want to open this relationship up? Bring somebody else in? You can't be satisfied with just us.
All right, guys. We really appreciate y'all listening. We love all you guys and gals. So until next time,
spray it up, y'all.